Good morning, Bloomington.
And welcome back to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Today, our show is a fan favorite. Not really a fan favorite, but our favorite from
our
childhood.
Our personal favorite.
My Little Pony.
Friendship is magic.
Oh, I love it. I love this show so, so much. I, like, grew up watching this show. Like, this was in my, like, childhood to preteen,
age. That's so real. That's so real.
I love
real.
It so, so much. But, yeah, so this one, we just were, like, talking about it. I'm like, oh, my God, have you ever watched My Little Pony? And she's like, yes! So that's why we decided to do this one. But for our very first song, we are doing California Girls by Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Something in the water, sipping gin and juice, laying underneath the palm trees. And the birds break their necks, trying to creep a little sneak peek.
What?
You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to the golden coast. Once you party with
I love the most. I mean the ones. I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay. I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys hanging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California.
Yeah.
That was California Girls by Katy Perry
and Snoop Dogg. I picked that song because, and Chloe, when we were like going through this list, she's like, did you pick that song because of, and I was like, yes, I picked that song because of, there was a parody that was made called Equestria Girls, and I think Snoop Dogg still rapped in it, or it was like, because they still had like a rap. And I think they like
was, I don't know if it was Snoop,
maybe not
Snoop Dogg.
Why did I think they like kept it? Like they kept like part of the rap. It was like a little inappropriate, but I think they like changed it.
No, I feel like I actually now I believe you.
Cause yeah, so I think because I remember the video.
I remember the video.
And I remember Spike
too.
Was shown. Spike is the little. Oh, first of all, My Little Pony is a. It's like a kiddie show of these six ponies. It's Twilight Sparkle, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Applejack, and Rarity, and their sidekick, yes. Little Dragon Spike.
Yes.
And they have unicorns, they have earth ponies is what they're called, and they have Pegasi, if you will. And they just have, they do magic, and they're friends, and it's just a good time. They sing songs, and
they sing songs, solve problems.
They fight bad guys, and send letters via dragons.
So true.
It's so, oh my gosh, we were just talking about this, like this show literally consumed us when we were children. Consumed is the word that Chloe used earlier, and I thought it was so great, so we had to say it. But oh my goodness, I was obsessed with this. My sisters like loved this as well, and anytime like an episode would drop, I would be like, Kaylee, Molly, there's new episodes. And
so true.
I had an iPod when I was a kid. Now this is just Megan's story time. Cuddle up, I don't know, sit by a fire while I tell you these stories. Oh my goodness. I had an iPod when I was younger, and I was the only one in my family that had an iPod for the longest time. And I would sneak it to bed. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But I would sneak it to bed, and I would watch My Little Pony episodes. And there was one time we had bunk beds. It was me, Kaylee, and Molly all slept in the same room. I'm telling you this, Chloe, as well. And me and Kaylee had bunk beds, and Kaylee would, like, poke me from her, because she was on the top and I was on the bottom.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, Megan, give me your iPod. I was like, why? And I was asleep. And she's like, because I want to watch a new episode of My Little Pony. I was like, Kaylee, I am sleeping. But we were obsessed.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we loved this. We loved it.
I was also obsessed. Like, every like moment of like every day, it spent like, like, all my thoughts were about My Little Pony. I would talk about it constantly.
Sorry. I'm getting texts. Kaylee's like, okay, exposed. My dad just said I'm grounded because I took my iPod to bed when I was younger. Sorry, Dad. Go on.
My parents got so annoyed with me for just how much I would talk about it. I had, like, me and my friends would have, like, My Little Pony-themed parties. It was like,
oh, what did a My Little Pony party consist of?
Well, because there was like a day where there was like the season finale. So what we did was we each dressed up as a different pony. Not
who are you?
I think I dressed up. It wasn't anything crazy. Like we
just did like a little like a little colors. Ode to. Okay, yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I might have been Rarity or Pinkie Pie.
Yes.
And then we each brought a snack. That, like, had to do with a different... I planned this.
This is crazy.
No, wait. Like, in fifth
grade... Like, we should, like, do this.
We should.
Oh, my gosh.
In fifth grade, I made flyers. I, like, printed them. I, like, made them online.
Oh,
and, like,
Chloe.
I passed them out to my friends and said, dress up as a pony, bring a snack, come over
did
on
you
this
have ears?
Day. No.
Okay, I was like, please
ears.
Tell me.
That would have been so cute. No, and I don't even remember the snacks we had, but we just made them like the different colors. One of my friends, it was more like my sister's friend. She brought like, you know, like the Apple Jacks like cereal, and she put them in little baggies, and then
that's cute.
It was really cute.
That's adorable.
So yeah, it was everything to me.
It was everything to me. Yeah, wow. Wow.
So, this next song
is
a Megan pick.
A me pick. I picked this one. My dad likes this song, and I just thought this song was kind of paid an ode to just, I don't know, the colorfulness of the show. It's True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
Said, don't be discouraged, don't worry,
makes you crazy. You take in all you can, then you call me up.
That was True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
I think that one's a classic. And I also think it just, I don't know. This show is so colorful. All the girls are different. All the ponies are different colors and just so pretty. Speaking of the ponies, the main six, if you will, whatever. who's your favorite character and who do you think that you are?
I also
want to know who your least favorite character is, too.
Yes. T.
Yep.
Okay. Well, like, when I was younger, my two favorite characters were Pinkie Pie and Rarity.
Okay, good.
And I would always say that I'm a mix of Pinkie Pie and Rarity.
Okay, good.
But now, I would say...
Don't. Okay, go on.
Did you say don't?
I said don't. I'm really scared that you're going to say the one that I...
I know. Everyone hates her.
Okay, good.
Everyone hates her.
Okay, good.
But no. I kind of think I am her.
Really?
Twilight Sparkle?
Yeah.
I love her. I kind of think I am her.
Wow. I guess you know yourself better than I know you, but wow.
But I do have, I think I have some Pinkie Pie in me.
I think so too.
I think, yeah.
I definitely see the Rarity and Pinkie Pie mix in you. But
thank you.
Wow, Twilight.
Wow, I feel a lot of judgment. I feel a lot of hostility coming from
definitely
right
not
now.
Hostility, definitely not judgment. Just, you know, a little bit of hatred, a little bit of loathing. Okay. Did you watch Wicked yet?
Have I watched Wicked?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Loathing.
Absolutely.
Good song. Who's your least favorite character?
I don't know. I'm actually not sure.
Spike?
Maybe.
That annoying little
turd. He is annoying.
Turd.
He is annoying. I think I would have to say Spike. But sometimes Applejack.
You don't like Applejack? I don't like Applejack a lot,
controversial
too.
Opinion. Maybe it's just because she's a country girl. No hate to country girls.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't really love her that much either. I don't like her singing voice.
I feel like she gets really stubborn and I feel like she's very strong-willed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what character are you and who's your favorite character?
My favorite character was always Rainbow Dash.
So true.
And I always thought I was Rainbow Dash when I was growing up, but now that I'm older, I think that I'm like kind of Pinkie Pie.
I see it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sure you could tell by my apparent disdain, but I don't like Twilight. Oh my gosh. When she's like, but girls, we should have flashcards. I was like, put those away, Twilight. Let's just solve the problem. Come on, Twilight. But I hate Spike. I hate him.
Oh,
anytime he does
God.
Anything, I'm just like, please, the show would be better without you. Sorry. And I'll say it again. Canceled.
No, I support that.
Thank you.
I haven't rewatched it in a while, so I feel like my memory is a little rusty.
That's fair.
But what I kind of did for my songs today is I kind of just chose... So, like, the main six includes, like, Spike, right?
No.
Wait.
Because okay, Twilight, Rarity, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy.
Yes.
That's the six.
Yes. Okay, so I picked songs based off the main six, and I just kind of chose, like, a genre or kind of, like, an artist that I felt, like, fit them. And for maybe because I am just projecting myself onto Twilight Sparkle, I decided that her artist is... She gives Biba Dobie to me.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
I guess in, like, the, like... Academia core.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think in like the aesthetic.
I could like her in aesthetic ways.
Yeah.
But
so second this she was song,
at those flashcards. Sorry. All right, yeah, this song.
This song is just one of my favorite Beepadobe songs. I feel like it gives like happy twilight. Like when she's in a good mood. This is Take a Bite by Beepadobe.
Take it and I eat it with a cherry on top. 1,000 in situations that are fabricated imaginations. Moments that cease to exist. Only wanna fix it with a kiss on the lips. But I think I might take a bite. When you please, cause I'm craving expectations that are unattainable temptations. I guess I'll just taste the hint, but what's the point of trying if it turns into lust? Cause I
was Take a Bite by Beepadobe. I think that song also kind of like relates to Twilight's ambition and her kind of perfectionism, and that's why I think I relate to her. I don't think I'm her 100%, but she's a perfectionist. She's very anxious. She's very hard on herself. Yep. She wants the best for herself, and she just very much, she just wants to excel in life. And
she studies, and she cares about her friends so much. She really does. She's an admirable young gal. What?
I relate to that. Yes. The loyalty.
I love that.
Loving her friends and maybe being a little annoying about it.
It happens. We all are. This next song I also picked for Twilight. It's Evangeline by Steven Sanchez. I just thought that this song kind of captures her, like, magicness. Like, there's like an episode where she's trying to finish that one guy's spell or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And I just, Evangeline also kind of gives me like the name Twilight. Like, it gives me like that, yeah, kind of like, she's like a star. She's I don't know, magical, majestic. So this is Evangeline by Steven Sanchez. Put your dreams to sleep with a rattling ball. So yes, that was Evangeline by Steven Sanchez. I just love that song. I just think it's so magical. But yeah, this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes, this is my Applejack song. Real quick, if you like don't really like know the show or know the characters, basically, like the characters, and like you can help me explain this, like each of the characters are very different.
Oh, and they all represent like a different element of harmony is what it's called, which is kind of like a different aspect of friendship.
Yeah.
So like Rarities is generosity.
Yes.
Applejack's is honesty. Rainbow Dash is loyalty. Pinkie Pie is, what is hers?
Hers
laughter. Is laughter. And then Fluttershy is kindness. And Twilight's is magic. Okay. How on earth? I don't know how that really ties into friendship, but friendship is magic. AKA the title of the show, AKA the whole theme of the show. So,
so true.
So Applejack's is honesty, and she's a country girl.
She is a country girl. They also each have this thing called a cutie mark, which is a mark that they have like on like
their flank is what it's called.
Yeah, and it's this little like picture that basically they get when they like realize their kind of like special ability and like their purpose. And Applejack lives on a farm. She's very horse. She's horse girl.
she's very horse.
She's very horse.
As in pony.
And her whole thing is she works on this farm. She harvests apples. So I picked this kind of, it's like a kind of country pop song for her. So this is In Dreams by Sierra Fierro. Fierro? In Dreams, I definitely butchered her last name. That was by
don't worry about that.
Sierra Farrell?
Yeah. I think. Yeah. And if you're just now tuning in, this is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Today our theme is My Little Pony. And this next song, I didn't pick it for Applejack, but I'm like, wait, that kind of works. So I'm going to play this one for Applejack as well. This is Butterfly Fly Away by Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Talked me in, turned out the light. Kept me safe and sound at night. Little girls depend on things like that. Brushed my teeth and combed my hair. Had to drive me everywhere. You were always there when I looked back. You had to do it all alone. Make a living, make a home. It must have been as hard as it could have been. And when I couldn't sleep at night, scared things wouldn't turn out right, you would hold my hand and sing.
That was Butterfly Fly Away by Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus. And Chloe has to say something about me. Go on.
No, I'm not owning it. I wanted to play a song and Megan vetoed it. And I feel like it's a valid reason that she vetoed it.
First of all, it wasn't on the playlist when I was downloading it.
No, that's actually fair because I didn't actually upload it.
We totally could have done it while we were talking. I was like, yeah, we can totally do it. And then she told me that I don't know if you actually told me this. I was like, is it this song? And she's like, yeah. I was like, veto. No, we cannot do that. Actually, wait, you tell the story. And I'm going to play a little clip of it okay. in the mic. Because it's just... Wait, what's it? Who's it? Never mind.
You.
I'll find it.
Okay. This song, basically... Okay, so this is a part of the show we didn't really talk about. We watched the show when we were younger. Very innocent, very, very girly time. There is a section of kind of older fans that have kind of made the show kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And one of these fans, like, wrote music about the show, and I discovered it when I was younger, and I was like, this is so punk rock. Like,
so this is rock!
I was like, this song is so cool. And I, like, yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, it's kind of silly. I think it's a vibe. But Megan is annoyed by it. So this is a bad quality.
Playing
clip.
It in the mic. Like, I'm gonna play it's like from my phone, I'm playing it in the mic.
Okay, that's enough.
I vetoed because
no, that's actually
we both got very different exposure to this song. She found it because she was like, "Oh, this is cool. Like, these are people who like the thing that I like." I found it from when TikTok was Musical.ly, when it was called Musical.ly, and people would like dress up and do that song, and I, oh my god! And the thing is, I would stay and watch every single video, so I got it at more and more and more. But it was just. It was a vibe that I couldn't get with, and I'll say that much. I'm not going to hate on the vibe. It's just something that I'm like, I could not listen to the, like, 2.5 minutes that song really is.
And you hear you playing it right now, I was like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Maybe. But this next song, we're kind of set. Well, that song, actually, let's give a little more context. Yeah. Did you give the context about the guy in the show?
No. So there's this villain. That song is about... is it your favorite villain?
Yes.
Actually,
or no?
No.
T-Rex?
Wait,
remember when
that?
T-Rex is like a centaur or something like that. Do you remember him?
Actually, that was in the later seasons, right?
Yes.
I actually think that's when...
That's when you not stopped talking.
So... There's so much lore just with the show and how the show affects our lives. Little side quest. Also, apologies to my childhood best friends because I stopped watching this show in middle school because I was like, I'm in middle school. I can't watch the show anymore. And I missed some integral seasons of the show. And I really wish that I would have watched them.
Oh my god! I just showed her a picture of my favorite villain.
Wait, yeah. Okay.
He's iconic.
We'll talk about my favorite villain in a second. But that villain that the guy... wrote the song about is this guy called Discord, who's like a chaos, like,
yeah, chaos god or
chaos
something,
god, which is crazy
awesome. Freaking Loki, I love it. But he has like he has different body parts of like every animal. So he has like a lion paw and also like a griffin like claw and stuff like that. And he has like the head of a like deer and like he has like different antlers, but he also has like gills and like a tail. It's,
I
like,
feel like for a kids show it was really dark and like really like creepy,
and I wish, like, the thing is, it's so like adorably animated, so it's like, aw, this guy, come on. What are you talking about? But it's actually kind of a scary like idea.
It is.
But yeah, so he is, I do love him a lot, and he kind of has like a character arc, and he's pretty important to the show later on. But yeah, he just kind of causes like chaos and stuff, and the world is his, but for moments. But then the main sex defeat him, and then they get him.
Period.
And then he becomes nice.
Yeah, he has a redemption arc.
Yeah.
I love him.
Who's your favorite villain? Is it him?
No. My favorite villain, I think you know who it is.
Yes.
It's Queen Chrysalis.
Oh, no. Is she the one that looks like Swiss cheese? Got holes in her?
Look her up. Look up My Little Pony, Queen Chrysalis. I don't know how to spell that. But she does look like Swiss cheese.
Yes, she's awesome.
But she is amazing. I think, like, if I were to... We talked about doing, like, My Little Pony Halloween costumes.
Good idea.
I think if I were
to... Wait, you and I talked about this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Remember? No, but I was like, I want to do that. That's awesome.
If I were to be anyone, I would be Queen Chrysalis. Because she's just, like, she's very dark aesthetic. Like, she has, like this green, like, aura. She's just, like, so creepy and, like, so beautifully animated. She has, like, a really good song. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really dark.
Oh, it's called This Day Aria. Awesome song. But oh, my goodness. When I was younger, so, you know, like, when you're, like, a little kid and you're going to, like, a haunted castle or, like, a haunted house or something like that, and you're, like, this is so stupid. And you're trying to, like, not be scared. I would do that anytime she came on screen because I was so scared of her. And I was, like, this girl, she looks like Swiss cheese. It was so scared of her. I had nightmares of her for so long, but... That's, I like, so her now that I'm an adult, you know?
Period.
Not scared of anything. Whatever.
Segwaying.
Moving on.
To talk about the main six again.
Yes.
I chose kind of this girly pop punk-ish song for Rainbow Dash because she's kind of angsty.
Yes.
And I loved her.
Me, like, freaking too.
I always love the angsty characters and the edgy characters, but I know I am not them. Like, I want to be them, but I'm not.
You can be.
But I'm too nice.
You are. But, like... But I'm, like, too nice. No, that's not tooting your own horn. You are. You're very nice.
Oh, you're so sweet. So this song is called Star Child by Sweet Pill.
So in wind up disappointing everyone in the end. I am disappointing mostly myself in the end.
That was Star Child by Sweet Pill. If you were just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clow on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
And if you've missed our shows or you love, love, love the shows that you're listening to and want to go back and listen to more, we now have a website. Thank you to Chloe's dad.
Yes, thank you to Greg.
It's meganclow.com/teletoons/.
Yes. We will be posting it on our Instagram after the show. So if you want to go after the show and check it out, you can. Every single episode except for the first one is on there, and you can listen to them. If you missed any, if there's any show that we did that you were like, oh, darn, I wish I would have tuned in.
Or I wish I would have listened. I wish I could listen to that again and again and again.
So true. I would listen to it again.
Me too.
We're so cool.
Yeah, we are. I would listen to all of these again and again and again. Well, this next song is Fluttershy based. I picked this one for her. It just feels like this song is just such a sweet song. I love how it's sang. And it's kind of like, I don't know, a little bit about like kind of a conflict. I don't know, conflict of man, conflict man v man. I don't know. But
conflict of pony,
pony v pony. I don't know. I just love this song. I think it's so beautiful. It's from Daisy Jones and the Six. It's 2 Against 3.
The days are wide open at the heart of all my joy. Boys are invincible lovers, just begging to be destroyed. They're up in the morning, a grumpily sobbing and gone. I'm bathed and going back to bed. This was never any cause for alarm. It seems you have a choice to make. This shell is white and yours to break. Either way, it's just as well. All I need, a promise I can keep to myself. Off into dreaming, never as quiet as they seem to be. I know those warnings are as good as it ever can be. It seems you have a choice to make. The shell is white and yours to break. Either way, it's just as well. All I need, a promise I can keep to myself.
I just, we were just saying, like, Fluttershy is so precious, so adorable. And she, when she gets mad, she's funny. She, like, I yells.
I love her so much. She is, she's baby girl.
She is baby girl.
Yeah.
And this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. So, this song is my Rarity song. And I was obsessed with Rarity when I was a kid. Mostly because she's so fabulous. She's so, she's a diva. She mm-hmm. is diva.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, thinking of, like, what, like, I wanted to kind of play, like, a pop, like, princess song for her of, like, maybe, like, Charlie XCX or something. But then I was like, you know what? Rarity is vintage.
Yep.
She gives, like, she just gives, like,
old money.
Old money. Yeah. And she's just so fabulous. And she's such a romantic. She has such a big heart. So this is Love by Lana Del Rey.
Look, you kids with your vintage music coming through satellites while cruising. You're part of the past, but now you're the future. Signals crossing can get confusing. It's enough just to make you feel crazy, crazy, crazy. Sometimes it's enough just to make you feel crazy.
I'm
That was Love by Lana Del Rey. I love her. We very much think that Rarity just gives Lana. This next song is a Megan pick.
Oh, I picked this song. What the heck is happening? Sorry, I'm trying to figure out. No! Oh my gosh. I picked this song just because if you listen to the lyrics, they're singing about a man. But I think that this song is so, like, it's about friendship to me. Like, I just think of it's Love Me Like You by Little Mix. But I think that they're saying, like, last night I let you, blah, 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 but they won't love me like you is the line. And they're singing about a guy, like, they'll never love me like you loved me. But I think that, like, all the men in the world, all the people in the world that you're trying to, like, date, no one is going to know you. Like, no relationship is as good as a friendship is. And that's why I just think that that is so beautiful. And I think that's what this show is all about, because no one in the show, it's also a kid's show, no one in the show gets into, like, a relationship.
Yeah.
And I just think that they all, like, find joy in each other, and, like, they are, like, their true selves around each other. And I just think that that's how you should listen to this song, not with a man in mind. Yeah. But this is Love Me Like You by Little Mix.
That was Love Me Like You by Little Mix.
So good. I just love that song. And I think that it's a beautiful song about friendship, but, you know.
It's really cute.
To each their own perception. But, yeah, so this is our last song, which is a Chloe pick. But thank you all for tuning in. This is Teletoons with Megan Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Don't forget to check out our Instagram and our new website.
Our new website.
But yes, why? Tell us why you picked this song.
So this song, I think, is basically just kind of the perfect like song to end on. It is about friendship. I mean, Taylor Swift wrote it about her fans, kind of a love letter to her fans, but to me, I think you can apply this song to friendship. And this song is just kind of about, you know, like, having a success with your friends.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of just, like, celebrating that and, like, kind of, like, knowing that, like, you have, like, a legacy and, like, you did something good.
I love that.
I think that this relates to just, like, how they saved the world. They saved Equestria.
Yeah.
So many times.
They saved Equestria, like, every other episode. Gosh.
So this is just the celebration song of the main six. And so this is Long Live by Taylor Swift.
I said, remember this moment in the back of my mind. The time we stood with our shaking hands, the crowds in stands went wild. We were the kings and the queens, and they read off our names. You danced like you knew our lives would never be the same. You held your head like a hero on a history book page. It was the end of a decade, but the start of an age. Long live. I said, remember this feeling. I passed the pictures around of all the years that we stood there on the sidelines, wishing for right now. We are the kings and the queens. You traded your baseball cap for a crown. They gave us our trophies, and we held them up for our town. And the cynics were outraged, screaming, this is absurd. Fate should step in and fall.
force us into a goodbye. If you have children someday, when they point to the picture, the time of my life with you. Long, long live the walls we crashed through. How the kingdom light shines for me and you. While we're screaming, long live all the magic we made. And bring on all the pretenders, I'm not afraid. Singing, long live all the mountains we moved at the time of my life. Be remembered.
That was Long Live by Taylor Swift. This has been Teletoons with Megan Clough, our My Little Pony episode.
Tune in next week, Monday at 10 a.m. for our Yellow Jackets episode. This one I'm really, really excited about. But have a great rest of your Monday, everybody, and you'll hear us next week.
For our last episode of the semester.
It's true. Yes. It's true.
Be sure to tune in. Have a great day.
Bye.